What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow for the weekend of May 11th, 2018, Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mom's Day to all the moms out there. And as Chris mentioned last hour, even the single dads that are having to also be mom. So that works, although Dad's Day is coming up. But we usually have to share it with Grad's Day. You know, it's just so unfair. Yeah,
just because it rhymes. You know, dads and grads.
Yeah, sheesh. We should have our own day. That's it. No sharing. Just Dad's Day. And Erasmo's a dad, too, but his kids are all have four legs.
He has fur babies.
Fur babies, yeah. But he's a dad, you know. And, by the way, I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And he is Erasmo in the control room. And you are someone we would love to hear from. To participate on the program, let us send you prizes for doing so. Not that you qualify for prizes. You get them when we hear you on the air. It really is that easy. What number should they call? Or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps.
You can call 800-899-INTO, which is 800-899-4686.
It's tech news and commentary in the first segment of every hour of our regular shows, meaning non-remote broadcast type shows, and that would be one of these this particular week. So again, happy Mom's Day, and what do you got for us in terms of tech news? Oh, lots of stuff from Google's I.O.
Yes, and of course, Google showed off new features for Google Maps at their I.O. conference this week, including an augmented reality street view mode to help you follow directions in real time, along with personalized recommendations to help you discover places in your neighborhood.
Whoa.
The new AR features combine Google's existing Street View and Maps data with a live feed from your phone's camera to overlay walking directions on top of real world and help you figure out which way you need to go. It's a lot like the promises Google had made with the original version of Google Glass, except without the need for wearing an additional AR headset. In addition to directions, the new AR mode can help identify nearby places too, and Google is even testing adding a helpful augmented reality animal guide to lead you along the way. Now, it's not entirely clear yet whether or not this was just a tech demo or a product that will end up on our devices in the near future, but it certainly seems like the natural place for Google's machine vision tech to go.
And it's interesting that you talk about that as being a major enhancement to Google Maps, because, as you know, we're doing a fun thing with your son, who just turned 6, and he's been begging me for years to take him on a plane trip. He doesn't remember being almost a year old and going to Berlin for IFA one year, and the cutest passport picture ever. But that we won't. Of course, you'd expect me to say that. But ever since, every time I go somewhere, and you know, a couple of weeks ago, Rome and Berlin before that, and then China again, and blah blah blah. Please, can you take me on a plane trip? I want to go. So the day after he gets out of school this year, next month, we're taking him to Yellowstone Park because he's fascinated by these geysers and 300 waterfalls. I was telling him that when I picked him up from school today. And he was like, yes. He says, are we going to see them all? I went, I don't think so, because we're not going to be hiking through every mountain, but there's 300 waterfalls and 400 geysers. And he's going in the back seat, yes, I can't wait. So he's all excited. But we had booked a bed and breakfast, which is a really cool log cabin thing that we're going to stay in. And long story short, I know, too late, talk show host, what do you want? They sent a separate listing about directions. And they said, use Google Maps, not Apple Maps, because Apple Maps will have you turn the wrong way and you'll never find us. Google Maps, however, has us correct. And I'm thinking, well, there's another classic case of, yeah, don't use Apple Maps, even though they've improved them and upgraded and done things to allege. Why don't they just give up, everybody, and just use Google? They do it right.
I'm an iPhone user, and I use Google Maps. Yes. I don't use the Apple Maps. It's built into the phone.
So bizarre. Innovations in voice-based technology could let older generations age in place. as demonstrated by a pilot program at a retirement community outside San Diego, in which 75% of residents used smart devices every day when given access. Almost sounds like if they're good, they get to, they get to use it. Davis Park of the Front Porch Center for Innovation and Well-Being said the devices help residents with small, simple things, but can have tremendous and dramatic implications for daily living. So here's a classic example of technology helping us age into tomorrow.
There you go.
So, yeah, if you want to let me get older in place, I can see now you just prop me up in the studio chair and say, go ahead, age in place. But at least give me a device if I've been good.
Well, you're a talk show host. You'll be able to just sit there and talk for years anyway.
Yeah, probably. Or I'll get terminal laryngitis and the world will be thankful.
You said it.
Yeah, I did.
Uber has teamed up with Karem Aircraft to develop electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles for the ride-hailing company's upcoming flying taxi service. Karem Aircraft, which has patented transportation technologies for military and commercial applications, has been working with Uber for about a year to create the Butterfly Concept Vehicle, a commercial passenger-friendly adaptation of Karem's core technology. This partnership comes a little over a year after Uber announced a number of vehicle partnerships with established aeronautics manufacturers at last year's Elevate event. Uber itself isn't building any vehicles. It's relying on its partners to do that. By 2020, Uber envisions having multiple vehicle partners ready. This is according to Uber head of aviation, Eric Allison. He said, but we're not going to launch them if they're not ready. Well, that's thoughtful.
Yes. Although I am anxious to do an Uber Air taxi. What are they calling it? Uber Air? No. Something like that.
Something like that. It's their flying taxi service.
Their flying taxi. Because I think that would be very cool. Now, initially, of course, they're going to have standby drivers, or I guess pilots, in the seat just in case. But until the skies get way too crowded with these things, it should be rather unique. And I'm assuming that they're training them to avoid airports and airport approaches and things like that, obviously. But I think it would be kind of neat.
Now, they already have, you know, some kind of an Uber Air service. They have Uber Chopper, which we've seen when we're in Vegas. And you know, when they have the big Miami boat show here every year, they always have Uber boats that'll they can take you from one area to
another. The Uber water taxis.
Yeah. And, so, you know, it seems like, you know, every kind of transportation angle they can get their name on, they're doing it.
Yeah. For the first time in the history of the DealerScope magazine top 101 consumer electronics retailers list, Amazon has claimed the number one overall spot. The e-commerce giant beat out Best Buy, which had been at that top spot since DealerScope began tracking annual consumer electronic retail sales for the top 101 listing a few years ago. But now, not unexpectedly, Amazon is number one in consumer electronic sales.
Not a surprise at all.
Nope.
Windows Phone is still dead, but Microsoft is increasing Windows 10's friendliness with iOS and Android. Microsoft previewed a new app called Your Phone that can sync Android phones and iPhones with Windows 10. You'll be able to use the app to send text messages, access your photos, and view mobile notifications from your computer. Now, that's a huge convenience that ought to save you from pulling out your phone every few minutes. The feature goes into beta this week and is expected to launch publicly this fall.
Interesting. Well, they got to do something because their own flop just didn't do anything.
They're trying to keep themselves relevant.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck with that. Reports indicate that Comcast is preparing details for an all-cash $60 billion bid for 21st Century Fox assets should the U.S. government approve the AT&T-Time Warner merger. Fox previously agreed to sell the assets to Walt Disney Company, but Comcast has been eyeing the hostile bid for the assets, which would reportedly include pursuing consolidation to secure 100% ownership of U.K. pay TV provider Sky. So this wouldn't involve Fox News and that, but it would involve the other assets of 21st Century Fox, movie studios, that kind of stuff.
Sounds like they'd be getting too close to a monopoly. I mean, they just bought Universal and all of their properties. So, who knows?
So, yeah, we shall see. But they're saying, hey, if they'll approve AT&T Time Warner, then there's no reason they shouldn't approve this. Well, I think there's about 100 reasons they shouldn't approve it, regardless of that. But you go on thinking that way, Comcast, and see if you can con the federal government, too.
I mean, you know, I remember about 15 years ago when I worked for Comcast, you know, there was you know, news that came out that they had gone in and tried to do a hostile takeover of Disney.
And Disney, which everybody laughed.
Their shareholders pretty much laughed them out of the boardroom.
Yes. That was kind of funny. But they've been hostile, trying to take over everybody and anybody for forever. They don't like that I call them Comcast. Well, stop conning people. But They haven't offered a hostile takeover of Into Tomorrow.
Well, they're just hostile about everything else.
Yeah. I figured that they'd want a hostile take us over just to take us off the air because I keep calling them Comcast. But I haven't even made an effort. Come on. Where's that $100 million you should offer?
I will take 10.
Yeah. You'll take 10, but I'll take the other 90. The fact is, then I'll retire. And I won't be, well, I'll still say it probably, but just not on the air. Won't be saying Comcast. I'll just say it to all my friends.
You have friends?
Almost the maximum on Facebook, thank you very much. Yes. Penny in Windsor, Ontario, listens on AM 800 CKLW. Hello, Penny. Welcome into tomorrow.
I'm quadriplegic, and I have only really the use of one hand. And I am very into gaming. I play World of Warcraft and Diablo 3. My question is, since I am left-handed and can only use the mouse and hardly ever the keyboard unless I let go of the mouse, is there a better mouse than I have for left-handed? I'm using a Logitech. I don't know the number of it, but it has the side keys on both sides. And it's really frustrating because when the mouse goes, I have limited options to get another one that works for me. So if you have any suggestions about that, I would really love to hear them.
Well, Penny, first of all, I think that's very cool that you're into gaming and you're obviously having some fun and making sure that you can entertain yourself and others, I'm sure. There are plenty of companies that do make left-handed mice, and many models have side buttons like the kind that you want. Depending on how you can most comfortably use your hand, you may appreciate something like an Evolent vertical mouse. As you can probably imagine, your hand rests on its side when you use it, rather than flat and parallel to the table. Elecom has, E-L-E-C-O-M, Elecom, I guess, also makes a left-handed mouse with side buttons and a built-in trackpad that you may find pretty convenient if you want more options to move your cursor or your characters around. Azio, A-Z-I-O, makes what it calls an ambidextrous mouse, which may appeal to you because it has buttons on both sides, again, that you can also customize.
And of course, those are all obscure names, but as a gamer, you must know Razer, and they make several left-handed gaming mice. Unfortunately, like you've discovered and confirmed over the years, most manufacturers focus heavily on the majority of users, and the majority is right-handed. Between you being left-handed and wanting a gaming mouse with side buttons, you're probably going to have to go do some digging to find the perfect model that'll fit your needs.
Yeah, but Penny, we hope that we've given you an assortment of things to try. And, of course, all the notes are there for you at intotomorrow.com for the weekend of May 11th, 2018. Just look for that show, Mother's Day Weekend, and Hour 2, Your Question and Our Answer. And stay tuned because other listeners are great and often have other input for you, and perhaps they can assist as well. So we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD optimized for photographers and videographers in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Designed for mobile workflows that demand bus power portability and elite performance, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop-tested enclosure and speeds up to 2600 megabytes per second. The Envoy Pro EX is a powerhouse, inside and out. Learn more about the OWC Envoy Pro EX at owcdigital.com.
Seeing people fiddling with their phone or driving under the influence really ticks most of us off, as well it should, and they're a menace to all of us. But if you're in a self-driving car and only a passenger, what's wrong with that? Why buy the car, for that matter? If you've got questions about anything involving consumer tech today or into tomorrow, we want to hear from you. Let us address your digital dilemmas, help solve any problems you may have, or answer any questions you may have about tech. at 800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686. Erasmo in the control room, H in New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up on our next segment, Dave will be chatting with Daniel Marrero. He's the founder of Stap. It's an app that disables teens' third-party apps for a certain period of time so they can do things like homework, eat meals, sleep, or spend time with the rest of the family.
Yeah, how about being social? So this is really cool. You don't want to miss this interview coming up in a few minutes. He does a great job. Don't forget to groom your computer's data. Here with some helpful advice is Ken Higgins with OWC. Hey, Ken.
Thanks, Dave. We all know grooming is important, but did you know that also applies to your computer? Keep your computer's files from becoming a mess by performing some routine disk maintenance. Apps such as Apple's Disk First Aid and Windows Disk Cleanup ensure your computer is running at top speed and keep your computer in top shape. In many cases, these apps can alert you to repair issues before they become problems, protecting your data and alerting you to possible disk drive failures. And routinely empty your trash can and delete older programs and files no longer needed. A little grooming means a happier computer. And now, back to you, Dave.
Thanks, Ken. And you know you can check out OWCDigital.com for more information and even more tips from Ken and his team. So don't forget to do that. Gail in Fairbanks, Alaska, listens on 970 AM KFBX. Hello, Gail.
I've been reading some information regarding nanocrystal electricity, and I was wondering how you see that coming about and how our infrastructure would adapt to that, in particular our mobile devices.
Well, Gail, kind of a cool question if you ask me, and I think it is a good question because you did ask me. Nanocrystal electricity is a nice marketing wrapper around an old concept. Yeah, it's wireless electricity, so you could power a device that is not plugged into anything and do it while you use it even. But all the problems that existed during Tesla's time still exist now. This wireless transmission is extremely inefficient, and because of that, it has a very short range. Power drops very quickly as distance grows.
The bottom line is ends up being that you get about 3 feet of usable power, and it's not as efficient at charging your devices as a cable is. It wastes more electricity because it's always transmitting, and really, 3 feet of cable, or even 10 for that matter, costs very little. You won't see any big changes to our infrastructure anytime soon. This technology is not really workable at the moment, and it's unlikely that that will change anytime soon because the problem is not engineering but physics. It's the inverse square law that's getting in the way of that power distribution method.
Ooh, listen to you. Inverse square law. Ooh.
I told you, I'm very edumacated.
You certainly are.
So for now, Gail, just buy a longer cable.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Or if you've got a device that, of course, works with QI, wireless charging, but you still got to put it in a cradle or set it on top of a hockey puck kind of thing. And that's going to be likely our future into tomorrow. We're not going to see the complete across-the-room wireless charging anytime soon for all the things we talked about. And the whole inverse square law, notwithstanding, it's just so inefficient. And you got to figure they either have to pump a whole lot more power, which maybe you'll start feeling in your fillings or something, and that won't be good. Or it's just not going to be functional. So, but a great question, Gail, and thank you for asking it. But let's not get our collective hopes up in the meantime. Stay tuned. Into Tomorrow. We'll keep you informed.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. Visit Dexcom.com for more.
Yeah, Dexcom, Dexcom.com for more. And Erasmo and I literally live by it. So we can certainly vouch for Dexcom. Do check it out. Marcel from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcasts. Hello, Marcel.
Okay. Basically, I've been hearing a lot about this RF radio frequency waves or whatnot that's coming off the cell phones. And I'm a truck driver, and I've got my phone on almost 24/7, and I'm hearing about a high incidence of lymphoma cancer, which I got. but anyway, you know, like I'm wondering, you know, is there any way that we can protect ourselves short of turning off the phone, like putting it in a Faraday cage? I've got it put into a passport sleeve. An RFID blocking sleeve. I stick my phone in there while I'm driving, but I don't know how effective that is. I'd just like to know what you think about it.
Well, Marcel, first of all, you have a good attitude, and I'm sorry that you ended up with the cancer issue there, but hang in there, and I can hear your smile on the radio, and that's what counts. You got to have a good attitude about life in general, certainly.
And he's got that accent that I like about our friends from the North.
What about it?
Do you like it? When he's talking, he sounds so friendly.
He does, and I think that's awesome.
Don't you know?
But we should start out by saying that so far, studies have not found any strong link between cell phone use and lymphoma. Now, there have been long-term studies with thousands of participants, and again, so far, there hasn't been a clear link found. You'll know if that changes when people start filing class action lawsuits against everyone involved in making or providing service to a cell phone. That should be a pretty good giveaway, and it'll be like, oh, okay, now it might be something to pay attention to. Hasn't happened. So for more information, Marcel and others, visit us at intotomorrow.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962. 800-910-9962.
G is going to be the printing press that the wireless industry has been waiting for since people don't call anymore. Instead, of course, we always text and download huge streams of video content to watch all the time, no matter where or what we're doing. Do you have questions about 5G or any other consumer tech? You know, you can call us anytime here at Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for tuning in. But participating really makes the show. We want to hear you on the program, asking questions, helping other listeners, sharing what your favorite app is these days, whatever the case. 800-899-INTO, that's 800-899-4686. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America. Skype into it from anywhere in the world if you'd like. We love hearing from you wherever you're calling from. Or use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps. Either way, let us hear from you. Our next guest joins us to talk about their app that disables teens' third-party apps for a certain period of time so they can, do their homework, maybe actually eat meals. How about sleep or even spend time, what a novel thought, with the rest of the family? The founder of Stap is Daniel Marrero. Daniel, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
How are you, Dave? Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure. Anybody that can help pry the fingers of any teen, especially, off of their phone, and I know a whole lot of adults that could be using this, but we'll get into that too, is certainly getting our attention, and we wanted to chat about it. So tell me a little bit about Stap, and then let's get into some of the specifics.
Absolutely. Well, I can give you a little bit of the background.
Sure.
About 2 years ago, as a parent of two teenagers who were, I was dealing with my son's smartphone addiction, I identified that there was a need for a quick, easy, and safe solution. And I had tried everything I can think of to reduce their screen time. You know, I tried Wi-Fi time restrictors, mobile carrier controllers, and none of which really did it for me.
And, of course, don't forget the threats that a parent would typically do as well.
You know? Oh, well, that's... You're absolutely right.
Technology is one thing, but sometimes threats make a difference or not.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And that's when my kids became tweens and teens, which is really when it gets complicated, right?
Yeah.
So at that point, I found it to be, you know, all the different systems were complicated and cumbersome, and that's when I thought there needs to be a better way, an easier, safer way to be able to limit their screen time without the need to physically, to your point, mm-hmm. have to take it away. You know, at some point, they're, you know, like my one of my kids, he's 6'2". It's not like I can and just take away the phone. So at that point is when, you know, that became the brainchild for STAP, and it's essentially a parental control app that disables teens' third-party apps for a defined period of time.
And I think that is the major difference from other apps that we've talked about on the show. I've been doing this for 23 years, and of course, it's been an issue all that time, but certainly more lately, especially with teens. But all these other apps basically disconnect Wi-Fi or sometimes somehow try to maybe disable cellular or do something like that. But you're actually disabling these third-party apps so that they just can't get on anti-social media or, you know, those kinds of things, right?
That's absolutely correct, and that was part of my frustration as a parent, because I don't see myself as an app developer. I see myself as a parent who went through this and was so frustrated with not finding the right solution that that's when we came up with this idea. But you're absolutely right. Anything that is downloaded from the App Store, that is any third-party apps, be it any games or social media, you can, from your own device, stop those apps from working on your kid's device. And that's how it essentially works.
And in this digital age, certainly smartphone addiction has been a real challenge, especially for parents of these kids, because if they're not getting their homework done, if they're not being social at the dinner table, whatever the case, there's got to be a way. Well, apparently STAP is one of the ways to do that, and it's, I'm guessing, fairly successful.
Yes, it's been going great. It really has. The more feedback that we get, the more I've come to understand that there is such an enormous need for this kind of of an app, and it goes beyond anything. It's just parents are so frustrated with technology, because if you think about it, this is the first generation of parenting that has to deal with technology at this level. When we were little, as we were growing up, there was only the TV that would be plugged on the wall, and you know, your parent would just come in and say, turn that off, or pick up the hardline phone and say, hey, hang up. Nowadays, we can't do that as parents, so parents are very frustrated, and they just are in such a dire need for education when it comes to technology. And that's part of the reason we've also, beyond an app, because this has become such a an important thing for me, understanding that so many parents are sharing the frustration, we've also created a parenting center where we provide tools and podcasts and information. And again, it's everything coming from a parent's point of view. It's I think we all kind of understand what we're all living simultaneously, essentially.
Oh, yeah. And I can hear kind of in our audience a lot of our parents saying, what can you do? It is what it is. You know, I do my best as a parent to control my teen smartphone addiction, but it's just not easy. And of course, what you're suggesting is use the STAP app, and it will be easier. But do you find that kids are also figuring out how to work around it as they work around everything else?
Yes. Well, that's in my particular case, that's exactly what happened when I went through the Wi-Fi and the mobile carrier process, because I tried everything under the sun to try to do it. And they were able to hack into that. And then what I found out, at least through trial and error, is that it ended up being their device that they always go to, because that's where they have their social media apps. It's not even the computer. They really prefer it on their smartphone. So we found that going straight to the source made more sense. And to your point earlier, the idea is not to inconvenience everybody else in the family by having to disconnect either Wi-Fi that goes to everybody or the the carrier that sometimes, for whatever reason, at least in my experience, it got very complicated, and sometimes I would disconnect somebody else's device by mistake instead of just being very specific to, okay, this is the device that we need to stop, and we put it on a schedule, or we stop it on demand, essentially.
Mm-hmm. And you're right about that, too, because just disconnecting Wi-Fi or even the carrier, if you can, and in many cases that's illegal.
So yeah, that's true.
You can't just block the carrier, block cell phone service. But not only would the kids just get around that, but then with these days with all the IoT stuff, this Internet of Things, and we might have some smart home devices on the Wi-Fi, and you might ask Alexa a question who's now not working because you've disconnected the Wi-Fi.
That's exactly right.
So it seems like what you're doing makes sense. Is there a cost for STAP?
Yes. Basically, what we have is for what, well, right now, actually, what we have is a 14-day trial for free on one device that people can just check it out.
Hmm.
It's something that we wanted to do so that everybody could really try and see how it works for them.
Sure.
And essentially, for one device management a month, it's $2.99, and then it goes up to, it could go up to about $12 for eight or more devices. But that's essentially how it's broken down,
wow,
depending on all the devices. And one thing that we found, to your point also earlier, is the fact that sometimes adults want to do it too. And from a parenting perspective, what's been very interesting also to find out, interviewing people, doing quite a bit of research, is that the best way of parenting, it's not that you're trying to force them to not do something. Sometimes it's a matter of you do need to help guide them, and you need the tools to be able to do it, and that's what STAP helps in doing. But also what we found with a lot of parents is that sometimes they tell their kids that they need to stop while they're checking their Facebook feed, you know?
Yeah.
So we found some feedback where some people are saying, you know what, STAP has been great because we've decided that the whole family, when it comes to dinner, we're going to STAP it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to, none of us are going to be using it. And they found that also becomes an easier way of guiding their child's schedule when it comes to screen time.
Well, that's actually a great idea. You're parenting by example.
Yeah.
And maybe hoping that the entire family gets together, because now nobody can do. Now, can you name the third-party apps, or do you identify it'll only work for these apps? And you're, of course, looking at, I'm assuming, Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Can we name other devices as a parent? Can we say, you know, well, it's that game in particular, or it's
it
this?
It could be absolutely anything, because when it's anything that is not part of the software that comes with your iPhone when you first get it.
Okay,
and so it is only anything that's a third party app, means anything that has to be downloaded from an iTunes store. So it's any game that requires that. It's any social media. Yes, it could be Snapchat, it could be Facebook, it could be Instagram. Or, you know, Angry Birds. We had a father the other day send us a really nice note saying, "I'm so happy that my kid isn't as addicted to Angry Birds." You know, it's anything that's downloaded as a third party, which would account for pretty much, if not 100%, a good, I would say, you know, 99% of any social media apps.
Okay, terrific. Now, you mentioned iTunes and iPhones, so I'm assuming there's not an Android version, perhaps yet.
Yes, that's a valid question, Dave.
Okay.
As of now, we have the iOS version, which is the iPhone version, and we're currently working on the Android version as well.
Okay, terrific. And tell me real quick a little bit more, because we're fast running out of time, about the how you set up the TechSmart Parenting Center and how that, what kind of feedback you're getting there, how that's helping parents even more.
Well, I'm very, very excited about the TechSmart Parenting Center, because it's essentially, it was something that was not originally thought of when we started the app. But as soon as we started getting feedback, we thought it was so important to provide parents with information, tools, podcasts, articles, anything that has to do with this subject matter. You know, you have factoids, for instance, that we like to also share. You know, for instance, a recent study by the Common Sense Media revealed that 50% of teens feel addicted to their smartphone. You know, so.
Only 50%. I think the other half are just lying.
You're absolutely right. Then. The thing is that it's interesting because before, teens didn't feel addicted. Mm. You didn't get that. So the fact that, as time goes on, more and more kids are feeling like, wait a minute, yeah, there's something going on here. It's important. But anyway, it's full of tools. It's something that we've been developing, so there's a lot of content that we're trying to bring in there. And it's really more of anything for the community of parents and to try to help more than anything else. Because it's something that I felt I needed when I first started, and it seems to be something that a lot of parents out there are in need of as well.
Well, Daniel, you sound like you're a good parent who's obviously helping other parents as well, and not a problem, making some money doing it along the way, which is a good entrepreneurial thing. We invite our audience to visit stopnow.com so you can stop apps in a snap. It is an easier way to stop your teen's smartphone addiction. Check out the Parenting Center and all kinds of other cool stuff at their site. Daniel, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We'll get you back again later and get an update from you.
Thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Again, STAPP, two P's, STAPPNOW.com. We'll meet you in the meantime at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Yeah, you could go offline, but that's a little drastic. Better yet, ask us at Into Tomorrow how you can spend time checking all your settings, adjust your mindset, control what you can control, and enjoy the benefits of your shared information all the way into tomorrow. Erasmo in the control room, H working for us out of New York. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of the program is brought to you by the OWC Thunderblade. For the creative professional who needs the absolute fastest storage with transfer speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second. Learn more at owcdigital.com.
And by the way, a very happy Mother's Day to all the moms listening in our audience, and delighted that you are tuned into tomorrow. Andrea in Atlanta, Georgia, listens on AM 920, The Answer. Hello there.
I need to buy a pre-owned iPhone 6 and would like to know the best model and the latest, newest model. The other question is the best place to buy. Walmart offers a Sharon spill and drop warranty for $79, and I've used it. It's a great warranty, so I was just wondering best places to buy, either at a big box store, Gazelle, etc., and preferably with the warranty.
Well, Andrea, you don't have a lot of variety when it comes to the iPhone 6. You can buy the Plus if you want a somewhat larger screen. Other than that, that's all about colors and storage capacity. As for the latest, the iPhone 6 was just the iPhone 6. There weren't newer models. The 6S came after it, but it was a new model to that extent. If you're willing to stretch and go for 6S, you can buy that one straight from Apple, either a new phone or as a refurbished phone. That's important because you mentioned a warranty, and that's a hard thing to get with a used phone. If you buy a refurbished phone from Apple, you get the same one-year warranty that a new one would have, so long as they have them available for you.
Yeah, now if you're sticking to the six, like you mentioned, Best Buy and Gazelle have them. There are also online stores like JamJam and eBay that have them listed. Now, Best Buy will probably be the most expensive option, followed by the certified or fully refurbished ones from other retailers. You'll usually have options as to the shape the phone is in, so keep in mind that when you see from $140, that probably means that the $141 will probably be in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, or already sold, had one at that price, and they're from $140, so it might be $200, it might be more, but you get kind of an idea. I hope that we've helped you out. Let us know what you end up going with. Maybe even get one of the newer models if you can spring for that. Although it's a good idea to buy previous models when new models come out. Chris does that to this day. Every time Apple puts out a new model, you buy the previous one because they're much less expensive.
Right, and if you always stay a year behind, then when you upgrade, it's still a new model to you.
That's true. There you go. Intotomorrow.com for more, and by all means, call us with any consumer tech question you have.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-523-9112. That's 800-523-9112. Again, 800-523-9112. 9112.
Hi there, welcome back to Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. I'm Cameron Graveline and Chris Graveline in a Rush Moment Ratio in the control room. Now here's Dave.
Thank you so much, Cameron. We're delighted to always have you with us into tomorrow. And he's absolutely right. And we want you to call in and win stuff. That's his other mantra that he loves to say, too.
This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. For more information, text the word radio to 35,000. That's the word radio to 35,000.
You know, Sally listens to 680 WPTF out of Cary, North Carolina. Hello there.
I'm very interested in knowing where I can get information on how to integrate my 3D camera, a two-lens 3D Fuji camera, with my television, if it's possible to produce images that can be seen in 3D.
Well, Sally, we found only one 3D Fuji camera these days, so we think you have a Finepix Real 3D W3. Now, if that's the case, the camera has a mini HDMI port that you can simply connect to a TV. The catch, obviously, is that the TV has to support 3D images. Otherwise, it's not going to work that way. If it does support them, some 3D pictures may still display in 2D, particularly edited pictures, or the ones taken with the camera in A3D mode may not display in 3D.
Now, if your 3D TV can read .mpo images, you may be able just to plug in a USB drive and play them from there instead and bypass the camera altogether. But that is dependent on the TV's features, not the camera's, so we can't really tell you for sure. The easiest way will probably be to play them from the HDMI port, though.
Yeah, Sally, let us know if that works, because I'm sure it'll answer other listeners' questions with a similar issue. Intotomorrow.com. We'll meet you there.